This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There's football news to share today. Actual football, not the elongated spheroid-based game that we play here. Soccer's international governing body, FIFA, has decided to increase the number of teams in the World Cup tournament from 32 to 48. It's going to make FIFA a whole lot more money. We're talking 90s more here. But it is worth remembering that FIFA is often preceded by the words scandal-plagued. Victor Matheson is a professor of economics and a soccer fan at the College of the Holy Cross. Professor, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's tough to look past this as anything other than money, money, money and $1 billion, right?
Well, that's right. Although if you're a fan of Panama soccer, you're really looking forward to the next World Cup.
Right. That's because, in theory, more small nation teams are going to get into the finals now, right?
Right. So if you look back at what happened in 2014, the sort of teams that were the last teams out are places like Burkina Faso, Jordan, Uzbekistan, Panama. They would all be on the world stage if only there were 48 instead of 32 teams there.
How much of this do you think, though, is FIFA trying and you know, power to them for trying, but trying to get past all the scandal of the past, you know, decades with the corruption and all of that?
Well, certainly they're trying to turn over a new leaf here. This is a good way to spread some goodwill, especially among all those smaller, maybe less soccer-prone nations across the world. And it certainly is nice from FIFA's standpoint to have something besides scandal on the front page.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If everybody's in the playoffs, and I understand that 48 countries is not everybody, but if the playoffs are more inclusive, then is anybody really in the playoffs, if you take my meaning?
Yeah, there's several issues here. Number one, it makes all the individual confederation playoffs much less interesting. If your South American qualification, essentially every country but one or two is going to qualify for the World Cup. That doesn't make for very interesting qualifications there. If you're the United States and if North America has five different teams in the games here, well, then all of a sudden the United States is almost a lock to get in. It certainly makes all of those preliminary games pretty unexciting.
Do you imagine that with a longer tournament, right, it's going to be 80 games in total, I suppose, you know, television revenue is going to go up and everybody will, in theory, profit?
Well, the issue here is, although they do have 16 more games, they actually probably have less premier games than they did before because the big countries won't be playing against each other until fairly late in the tournament. So unlike the last games where we had big matches like England, Italy in the opening rounds, those aren't going to happen until later. And you're going to have a lot of Panama, Uzbekistan, or Egypt, Tunisia instead of those kind of premier games early.
Fans are still going to watch, though. I mean, you know.
Well, so fans are going to watch, but obviously you have a preference for watching your own country, and there's only so many additional eyeballs you can get from New Zealand or from Iceland.
You going to watch?
Of course I'm going to watch. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to take June off just like usual.
Victor Matheson is a professor of economics at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Mass. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.